Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Elanor Retail Property Fund Investor Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Glenn Willis, CEO. Please begin.
Good afternoon, and welcome to what is the final results presentation call for the Elanor Retail Property Fund. On the call today, I'm joined by members of the Elanor Executive Management Team. I'll be shortly handing over to Simon Simmons, the Group CFO, and Michael Balliver, Co-Head of Real Estate, and Matt Healy, Head of Retail and Mixed-Use Development, will also be contributing to the call. By way of introduction, most of you will be aware that the Elanor Retail Property Fund, over the years that it's been listed, has grown in value, in NTA. And Michael and Matt and the team have done a good job in growing net tangible asset value for that fund over the period. However, the broader market conditions for retail over the period, and also the scale of the fund, have contributed to the security price of ERF not reflecting the NTA of the fund. As a manager, we've spent a lot of time to determine how we best deliver security holder value for the investors in ERF. And that culminated in the decision to privatise and delist ERF, for which received 99.8% voting approval on the 19th of August 2022. We're pleased with that endorsement of the strategy, and we trust that it's recognised, or Elanor, the manager, it's recognised as striving to deliver security holder value as the preeminent objective in the managing funds. The delisting and the privatisation of ERF has resulted in ERF becoming the Elanor Property Income Fund. And that process, which I'll have Simon Simmons take you through, really is delivering a choice to investors to avail themselves of the liquidity for their investment in ERF at $1.15 per security, or retain their investment in ERF and continue their investment into the Elanor Property Income Fund, for which it will have a value of $1.24 and very substantial investment features, not only by virtue of the assets that it will be investing in, being reliable, secure income real estate assets on a multi-sector basis, but also an investment that provides market-leading security for such income, such property for income funds. And we certainly look forward to ERF investors retaining their investment into the Elanor Property Income Fund. So against that background, I might hand now over to Simon Simmons, Elanor Investor Group's CFO.
Thanks, Glenn. Just direct security holders to page 4 of the presentation pack released on the ASX this morning. I'll just briefly discuss the ERF's results for the financial year ending 30 June 22. As noted on slide 4, funds from operations for the fund were $9 million for the year, or 7 cents per security. Distributions per security for the fund will be 6.6 cents for the full year, maintaining the fund's payout ratio of 95%. That distribution will be paid to security holders at the end of August. Briefly, the assets, as Glenn mentioned, have been performing strongly. We note here that the rent collections in the second half of the financial year were very strong at 97%. And also just wanted to note the valuations of the funds investments at 30 June reflected a tightening in cap rate of 0.3% to be a weighted average cap rate of 7.05% across the portfolio at 30 June. Now I'd just like to talk briefly to the privatisation and delisting. If I can take security holders to page 6 of the pack. What we've really tried to set out here is a summary of the process and of the privatisation and delisting. As Glenn mentioned, there was an extraordinary general meeting of security holders on the 19th of August. That meeting resulted in the delisting and privatisation of ERF being approved with a 99.8% vote across the resolutions. The privatisation really and importantly delivers value for ERF security holders. There's been an extensive review of options to optimise value for security holders. We believe this solution represents an attractive premium to where ERF has historically been trading, and also, and most importantly, provides security holders with the flexibility to retain some or all of their investment into this new unlisted open-ended multi-sector real estate fund, the Elanor Property Income Fund. The, as communicated to security holders in June, there are essentially three steps to the privatisation and delisting. The Tweed Mall property will be sold for $87 million, its independent valuation, into an unlisted wholesale managed fund. As a result of that, all ERF security holders will receive a special distribution of 36 cents per security. There'll be an off-market buyback of up to 100% of ERF securities at a price of 79 cents per security. 79 cents per security and the 36 cents per security special distribution represents the $1.15 in value that security holders have the opportunity to realise if they choose to participate in the buyback. For those security holders who choose to remain invested in the Elanor Property Income Fund, they will have the opportunity to receive approximately $1.24 in value, representing the 36 cents special distribution and the expected NTA of the property income fund going forward of approximately 88 cents per security. I just briefly talk to the delisting and privatisation timetable on page 7. Key dates, revised dates here on this slide following an ASX review of the timetable means that the buyback record date will now be Friday the 26th of August. The record date for the special distribution from the sale of Tweed Mall will be Monday the 10th of October. The other key important dates are the Tweed Mall special distribution payment date, the 24th of October, the settlement date where security holders will receive funds for any securities bought back will be the 31st of October. And finally, subject to ASX final approval of the date, we expect that the delisting will occur on or about Friday the 4th of November. Just moving to slide 8, and importantly, before I hand over to Michael Balliver to talk in a bit more detail about the property income fund, I just want to discuss and talk to the benefit of retaining an investment in the Elanor Property Income Fund. What we set out on the slide here is just a summary of the fact that ERF security holders who retain their investment in EPIF will receive an uplift in the capital value of their investment, reflecting the expected EPIF NTA of 88 cents per security. And also noting that they will receive an effectively higher distribution yield as a result of maintaining their ERF investment into EPIF as a result of the rolling in at 79 cents to receive 88 cents of value. So in the chart, all security holders will receive a special distribution from the sale of Tweed Mall at 36 cents, leaving a 79% residual investment value into the Eleanor Property Income Fund, and an opportunity to gain a circa 9 cent uplift in capital value with the expected NTA of EPIF at 88 cents at the completion of the listing of ERF. So with that, I might hand over to Michael to talk through the Eleanor Property Income Fund in a little more detail.
Thank you, Simon. Just turning to page 9 of the presentation, summarising the key features of the Property Income Fund. The fund will be an open-ended multi-sector fund that will invest in real estate assets, both indirect and direct assets, to provide some liquidity, but also with the primary tenor of providing a reliable income distribution that has strong and defensive attributes to provide certainty and regularity of income distribution. The initial portfolio for investors who retain their investment in EPIF will be four assets from ERF, being very focused on defensive essential needs assets, which do provide that regular and reliable monthly income distribution, whilst also reflecting, in our view, an attractive valuation of the 7% cap rate as at 30 June, and also with the underlying benefits of having very strong trading performance from its major tenants, strong rental collections that we've seen even through challenging market conditions during the pandemic, and also robust and growing occupancy from our continuing active asset management. Thereafter, the fund will acquire additional assets, again, both direct and indirect, to provide further diversification across sector, location and tenancy mix, whilst also providing investors, in our view, market-leading liquidity of 20% of NAV per annum, or 5% per quarter, with a full liquidity event every 5 years. Just running quickly, most participants on the call probably be familiar with the asset portfolio in ERF, but so I'll highlight, run through some highlights of the major tenant of the investment strategy for ERF, which was always based on convenience-based retail offerings, mainly anchored by supermarkets with some DDS exposure as well. And that clearly has been seen and continues to be continually be recognised as a defensive investment class that both private and institutional investors seek to seek investment exposure into. The highlights in terms of our occupancy is 94%, with Gladstone's Square currently undergoing a remixing, so its occupancy is lower, but for that the occupancy of the portfolio would be in the mid-90s and above, and that process has started with the introduction of Chemist Warehouse, and the remaining vacancy is really in locations that we have already received strong interest in from tenants and well located between the new Chemist Warehouse and the strongly performing Woolworths supermarket in the precinct. The other call out there in terms of collections, our collection rate was 97%, as Simon mentioned earlier. Our Manning Mall asset is in New South Wales. That was impacted by the extension of the code of conduct. But for that government regulation, the collection rate in that asset would also would have been better than that. And now that that code of conduct has expired at 30 June, we expect collections will continue to improve. Other opportunities in the portfolio, which Matt will run through in a little bit further detail, is really the strong performance of all the majors, including the majors at Manning Mall, which is currently the Coles at Manning Mall continues to grow sales and strongly in the percentage rent. And at Glenorchy, we expect to achieve our turnover rent threshold during this next financial year, which will obviously assist in us growing the income for the portfolio. But importantly, all of our anchor tenants have continued to perform very well, and we provided some information in the pack on page 11 showing that our majors have continued to grow sales at 20.6% relative to pre-COVID sales, with our supermarkets improving by 16.6% and our discount department stores improving by 38.1%. Just turning to page 12, just some other highlights here. As I mentioned earlier, our weighted average cap rate for the portfolio is 7.05%, which is 30 basis point improvement against June 2021. We see that as an attractive entry price for investors in EPIF, but also reflecting, I guess, the strong quality of the sales performance, the low occupancy costs. Although our WALE is relatively short, we have strong confidence in our ability to renew the major tenants, and Matt will provide some further detail on that as we go through the presentation. Just in terms of valuation, we on page 13, the market continues to, I guess, recognise the defensive qualities of assets, particularly in that sub $50 million range, which this portfolio comprises. As I mentioned earlier, we think that the cap rates that have been assessed at independent values are well representative of where the markets would trade, where these assets would trade in the market, given the strong demand from private investors, REITs and institutional investors for this type of asset class. I'll hand over to Matt to provide a little bit more detail as to how we see the portfolio, the initial portfolio makeup and management going forward.
Thanks, Michael. Turning to slide 14 of the presentation deck, the portfolio has a WALE of 4.2 years by income and an occupancy of over 94% by area. Importantly, the majors that have lease expiries in 2025, being Coles at Manning Mall and Big W at Glenorchy Plaza, are both trading at very sustainable occupancy costs of 2.5 and 5% respectively. Given these low occupancy costs, together with the dominant sales performance of these anchor tenants, results in a very strong likelihood that these tenants will exercise their 10-year options earlier than the 2025 expiry period. Turning to slide 15 of the presentation slides, Elanor's ESG focus is to make positive and impactful social and environmental contributions to the communities and the people where we operate. A particular focus for the group has been on reducing the portfolio's carbon footprint, as well as being a reliable and active participant in the communities where we operate. At Gladstone Square, we recently completed a comprehensive solar installation as part of our strategic relationship with Solar Bay. Not only does this increase the portion of power generated by renewable energy, but also provides the opportunity to capture additional rental income for the asset by leasing underutilised roof space. From an environmental perspective, we are pleased to have implemented significant recycling and waste management initiatives at all of the portfolio's assets, with important water harvesting and waste recycling initiatives being implemented during the last 12 months. Elanor's ongoing commitment to the people and communities we serve has seen us introduce COVID vaccination clinics at Tweed Mall, Manning Mall and Gladstone Square. Furthermore, during what has been a challenging two-year period during the pandemic, Elanor has sought to be a very fair and reasonable landlord with our dealings with retailers that have been adversely impacted during the various lockdowns. The group has made a particular focus on partnering with community groups, holding regular events for Seniors Week across our portfolio, as well as providing areas within our centres readily available for the Red Cross, Lions Club and the Salvation Army. Turning to slide 16 of the presentation, notwithstanding the portfolio's strong defensive attributes and the differentiated competitive advantages that each asset possesses, Elanor has strategies to continue to grow the portfolio's asset value through active leasing and asset management initiatives. At Manning Mall, as Michael alluded to earlier, the strongly performing Coles full line supermarket has now exceeded its percentage rent threshold, which has allowed us to leverage this sales momentum to introduce a new essential need mini major, whilst also improving the traffic and the tenancy mix of the asset. An opportunity exists to further unlock future value at Manning Mall, with the potential replacement of the Target discount department store into an essential needs goods and services operator. At Gladstone Square, the strongly performing full-line Woolworths supermarket that has a long lease until 2036 has provided positive sales momentum with turnover over $40 million now. This has allowed us to introduce a new healthcare discount chemist warehouse mini major and extend the existing liquor retailer by a further 5 years. Importantly, these enhancements will allow us to unlock future value and an opportunity to lease up the remaining tenants to medical and health usages. At Glenorchy Plaza, with the asset being 100% leased, the very strong sales momentum of the centre's major tenant, Big W, which has increased over 44% since December 2019, is forecast to generate material percentage rent, especially given the recent closure of a competing discount department store, which we should see in the ensuing 12 months. At Northway Plaza, we are pleased to have recently renewed for 5 years the centre's anchor supermarket, the liquor shop and the Australia Post. An opportunity continues to be progressed to introduce accretive value-add pad sites on surplus land at the asset. In summary, the portfolio's defensive, resilient and essential needs orientation, combined with the underlying real estate value of the portfolio's assets, is forecast to generate predictable, reliable and reoccurring income for investors moving forward. Furthermore, Elanor's differentiated asset management and leasing approach will continue to unlock further value within the portfolio's assets. At this stage, we are happy to now field any questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up a handset to ask your question. We will now pause for a short moment to allow for questions registering. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Mr. Willis for closing remarks.
Thank you very much, and thank you for attending this results presentation today for the Elanor Retail Property Fund. We are delighted with the endorsement to privatise and delist ERF, the 99.8% shareholder vote in favour of the privatisation on the 19th. But more particularly, we're delighted to be able to deliver security holder value for ERF investors in an environment that where we confronted challenges. The fact that we've been able to provide a liquidity event, $1.15, and probably more importantly, be able to provide an opportunity for ERF investors to invest into the Elanor Property Income Fund, which will have a starting value of approximately $1.24. We'll have significant liquidity of 20% per annum, liquidity at NTA, which is not achievable most times in listed securities, but probably primarily because it'll be a fund that will have alongside the liquidity, strong diversity of assets, but a portfolio approach where it invests in assets like the the starting assets, initial assets that come from ERF that Matt and Michael just spoke about, that deliver reliable, secure income, but also have strong intrinsic underlying value in the real estate. We think that's a key point of difference for the Elanor Property Income Fund against other property income funds that get focused too much, we believe, on just buying income and lease assets and don't pay enough attention to the intrinsic value of the underlying real estate, which is fundamental to also delivering growth in capital over the long term. So we're very excited about having delivered this the security holder value event for ERF investors, and we're very excited about the EPIF, Elanor Property Income Fund, delivering strong value for investors as a property income fund going forward. Thank you for your time today. Thank you for your support of ERF, and we look forward to presenting on the Elanor Property Income Fund in the short term. Thank you very much.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.